LFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
No deal for meet up north. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama and Russian President Putin met on the sidelines of the G20 summit today. They tried to hammer out a deal on Syria, but failed. Correspondent Matt Riffers tells what happened.
Differences are still very wide, according to a senior U.S. official on both sides. Now, in terms of what the differences are, whether they're more technical, minutiae details, or whether they're still big, broad differences between both sides of the negotiating table, we're still not sure yet.
Hermine is marching towards the Northeast, ruining the holiday weekend for some, closing beaches as far north as New England. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy with this message.
Please have enough food and water for everyone in your household. Please make sure that you're clearing your yards of anything that might take flight in wind conditions that we are now thinking a gust could reach as high as 35 miles an hour.
The storm right now still out at sea, expected to regain hurricane force winds of up to 75 miles per hour. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama is making it clear he's against the sometimes shifting position of Donald Trump on mass deportations. Bob Costantini reports.
On CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS, President Obama arguing against mass deportation or the need for millions to try to re-enter the United States.
The long-term trend is people get absorbed, people get assimilated, and we benefit.
The president favors a broad immigration policy, such as what passed the Senate in 2013, allowing those in the U.S. illegally to get right via coming out of the shadows, paying taxes and fines, and staying if they have work. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Congress returns to Washington this week for a brief election season session. First thing on the docket is keeping the government from shutting down come October 1st. And lawmakers will try to allocate more money for the federal government's fight against the mosquito-borne Zika virus. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Ocean City is wrapping up the last official weekend of summer. Tropical storm Hermine did put a bit of a damper on the weekend, but overall it's been a busy summer for the city.
The last 4 weeks have been about as crowded as I've ever seen it in Ocean City.
Mayor Rick Meehan says rain early in the season put the summer off to a slow start, but
once we got into July and got into the White Marlin Open and some of those big traditional type of weeks, the crowds just seem to keep growing.
And then the sun came out and brought the heat with it.
When it's really hot, there's no better place to be than Ocean City.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And now as we get ready to begin the first week of fall, gas prices are still in a summer mood.
Whether you're one of the 851,000 people who headed out of the area for the weekend or stayed closer to home, you may have noticed gas prices are holding steady. The AAA says prices in the D.C. metro area are at $2.20, still cheaper than the national average of $2.22. But it may not be all good news. The end of summer, they say, means the end of many road trips. And then there's still the Hermine factor as well. The storm could help to drive up prices in the coming weeks. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Nationals plan to honor outgoing D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier today. Ahead of this afternoon's game against the Atlanta Braves at Nats Park, the Nationals will honor Lanier with what they're calling a special tribute. The Nationals say Lanier will deliver the game ball to the starting pitcher, and other members of the force will then deliver the lineup card and make the play ball announcement. And when Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was laid to rest last February, his family asked for privacy, and Supreme Court officials wouldn't say where his gravesite was. But few things stay private in the internet age, and now a website has revealed the location of Scalia's grave. According to findagrave.com, it's at Fairfax Memorial Park in Virginia. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 18,492, the Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nats fall again to the Mets, the O's lose to the Yankees, WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, Over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Didn't mean to step on your line. In the district, we have an accident. New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. All lanes are blocked. Everybody, the vehicles and pedestrians are being shifted over to Rhode Island Avenue. And in Alexandria, there's a crash on 395 northbound at Seminary Road. The left lane is blocked. Other than that, everything looks pretty good around the district. The inner loop, the outer loop of the Beltway moving along just fine. 95 in both Maryland and Virginia. No serious problems to tell you about. Get the news and information you want when you want it on Rivet Radio. Hear what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Chantilly, 61 in La Plata, 65 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump's uphill climb, courting minority voters. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. It is Labor Day, September 5th. In for Brian and Larry, my name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall. So much going on, only 4 hours. Let's get right to it. Of course, the big news over the weekend. Well, there's a lot of news that happened over the weekend. First of all, Colin Kaepernick. Apparently, a lot of people disagree with him taking a knee. We'll talk about that. The police union is reacting to his attacks and, of course, those socks. We've got strong reaction from both sides regarding Hillary's email fiasco. And new polling shows that Donald Trump is gaining ground on Hillary. The big question is, what polling do you believe at this point? And believe it or not, I've even got some more Anthony Weiner news. But the big news on Saturday was Donald Trump goes to church. We've got some audio from this, and only Donald Trump could possibly find controversy simply by going to church. It's always amazing to me that people will be called, certainly Donald Trump and many other Republicans, and I've got more on the history of Republican presidential candidates being called racist from the left. And so it is amazing to me that simply an act of going to church could get Donald Trump called a racist. And of course, there's obviously more to the story. But I do want to bring you some of the audio, because it seems to me, as I'm looking at some of the polling that is happening, what Donald Trump is doing in this whole unification process seems to be working. And so Donald Trump, on Saturday, his highly controversial, for whatever reason, trip to Great Faith Ministries International Church in Detroit, Michigan. Apparently, he got a standing ovation. And to me, Donald Trump, with these audio bites that I'm going to play, his overall message seemed to be very unifying. Here's part of what he had to say.
I just want to let you know that I am here to listen to you, and I've been doing that. And we had a fantastic interview with Bishop Jackson. It was really an amazing interview.
Yeah, and one of the interviews that he's talking about, the interview that he's talking about, is with Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, and he is one of the hosts of the Impact Network. It is a Christian black network, and this is part of the big controversy that Donald Trump has been embroiled in. First of all, there were a whole bunch of people that were screaming up and down that the folks at the Impact Network were giving Donald Trump and his camp the interview questions. Now, first of all, as a guy who does interviews for a living and a lot of other things, that's not necessarily that big of a deal in the sense that oftentimes you do get candidates that will ask for, basically speaking, what is it that we're going to talk about? So this is, in my opinion anyway, one of those instances where we do have the Democrats, we do have the left doing anything and everything that they can to try and make hay out of something that is not there, but something that seems to be working for Donald Trump is this whole olive branch, if you will, to the African-American community. Part of that controversy, though, regarding the interview with Bishop Wayne T. Jackson was that the New York Times had printed not only the questions, but also seemingly Donald Trump's answers to the questions. And there was also some accusations being hurled about that Donald Trump's campaign wanted to edit the interview so that it made Donald Trump look as possibly good as he could. So that is part of the controversy that has been surrounding this trip to this church in Detroit, Michigan. And if there is ever a city that could use a little TLC by either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or anybody, it is Detroit, Michigan. And so Donald Trump continued on speaking to this congregation. And if you've seen the video coming from this particular service, which Donald Trump was in, he is not, I didn't see him anyway, singing along, but he was kind of swaying and dancing to the music, if you will. And he spoke for about 20 minutes. Here's more of what he had to say.
I'm here today to learn so that we can together remedy injustice in any form, and so that we can also remedy economics so that the African-American community can benefit economically.
And, you know, I appreciate what Donald Trump is saying. You could sit here all day, and I have for many years now, talk about the things that are happening in the inner cities, the things that are happening in places like Chicago, the black-on-black violence, the gang violence, people being shot, just walking, like Dwayne Wade's cousin, walking down the street with a baby stroller, getting caught in gang crossfire. You can talk about that stuff all day long. Of course, the fatherless households as well. But the bottom line is this. Donald Trump, to me anyway, is saying what he needs to say to connect with the African-American community. Some folks are criticizing him for that, particularly on the left. But I think the reason why there is such hysteria on the left right now is perhaps because they're realizing that Donald Trump maybe, perhaps, is doing all the right things. Now, the question is it too late? Is he starting this outreach far too late? I mean, what, early voting starts here in several weeks, and November 8th is, what, 7 or so weeks away? So he has a lot of ground to make up, but he continued on with his dialogue.
For centuries, the African-American church has been the conscience of our country. So true. It's from the pews and pulpits and Christian teachings of black churches all across this land that the civil rights movement lifted up its soul and lifted up the soul of our nation.
Yeah, Donald Trump, in my opinion, sounding very presidential there. And he is right. And of course, we know where Dr. Martin Luther King came from and others. And if there is a place where the inner cities can be able to start their recovery, it is in the churches. That is where it needs to happen, clearly in the churches and in the homes. And Donald Trump is acknowledging that. Here's more of what he had to say.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
Now, the big question is, when and if will Hillary Clinton end up doing the same, going into the black churches? We know that Donald Trump just last week went to visit Mexico's president, and now we have Donald Trump going into the churches. So Donald Trump seems to be doing all the right things. And again, there is some new polling that is going to show that Donald Trump, at least according to some polls, is doing everything possible to not only reach out to the African-American community, to the Hispanic community, but also to Republicans, and yes, it does seem to be working. There was more that Donald Trump had to say to this congregation.
You do right every day by your community and your families. You raise children in the light of God I will always support your church, always, and defend your right to worship.
And I think Donald Trump is saying everything that the African-American community, I believe, wants him to say. Now, I'm a white guy from the suburbs, so I don't necessarily know, but it seems to me like Donald Trump is saying and doing all the right things. Got a couple more cuts here. And he talked about the power of prayer and the power of unity and peace.
It is my prayer that America of tomorrow, and I mean that, that the America of tomorrow will be one of unity, togetherness, and peace.
And you know, I really like what he has to say, because you and I both know, we listen to talk radio, I work in talk radio, and every single day, I see story after story after story. And so seldom do I ever read any stories about unity. The stories that I read are always about pulling us apart, stories that are indicative of a society, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's the concept of white privilege, and all of these other concepts that are being sold, not only in the inner cities, but of course the colleges as well. And all of these things are happening not only in the inner cities, but in the colleges. Donald Trump is talking about unity as opposed to stories and topics that are pulling us apart. So from my standpoint, I do like where Donald Trump is going, and I think it is incredibly important for him to do, and it is working, it would appear. I've got some polling that I'm going to share with you. Coming up next, my name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Let's check traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Say good morning to Art Andrews. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan. Good morning to you. Couple of crashes, one in Alexandria, 395 northbound at Seminary Road, blocking the left lane. In the district, New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road, a crash takes all lanes out. As far as the Beltway's inner loop and outer loop are concerned, no serious delays on this Labor Day. As far as the southeast-southwest freeway is concerned, that's moving pretty well, too. And 270 northbound, southbound, no serious problems to tell you about. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be mostly clear skies today. Right now, it's 65 degrees. Look for a high of about 89. Right now, again, it is 65 in our nation's capital on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
And for Brian and Larry, my name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Happy Labor Day to you. We are live on Monday, Labor Day morning, and appreciate you being with us. Talking about the big news over the weekend, which is, of course, Donald Trump. And pretty much every day the news is focused on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Really, really interesting Saturday for Donald Trump. I want to play one more audio bite from Donald Trump as he was speaking to a congregation there in Detroit, Michigan, as he continues his outreach with the African-American community. And I've got to tell you, one of the frustrating things about this story before I play you the last audio bite is that there were, of course, protests outside, and we'll talk about those protests as well in the segments ahead. But here is one last audio of Donald Trump. Again, he's been talking about unification. He's been talking about trying to pull the black community and the white community together, and he's been talking about what we can do as a society, what he can do as president of the United States to try and help our inner cities. And of course, it is my duty as a talk show host to bring up a lot of these self-inflicted wounds that have happened in the inner cities. Things like gang violence, things like fatherless households, dropout rates, and everything else. So I know that, you know that, obviously Donald Trump knows that, and obviously that has to be part of an overall discussion of how to help the inner cities. However, to me, this was a very good first step. And here's one last soundbite from Donald Trump at that church in Detroit, Michigan.
I want to work with you to renew the bonds of trust between citizens and the bonds of faith that make our nation strong.
Yeah, and so to me, he's doing everything right. Now, the next question is, because here's the accusation that are being made against Donald Trump. The accusation, of course, is that this is essentially a drive-by. This is him just essentially driving in, dropping into the church, and doing what he needs to do to try and get some of the black vote, quote-unquote the black vote. The question is, will it work? Is it too late? Is this one of those things where he is doing this, but he should have been doing this weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago? The problem, of course, that Donald Trump faces is that he has the mainstream media that is against him. He has a good number of Republicans against him as well. He has Hillary against him and a whole lot more. And he has some of his own comments, honestly, from the past that will no doubt haunt him, things that he has said in the primary. So to me, Donald Trump, even though, just in case you haven't heard me before, I've been on the weekends here on WMAL for a couple of years now. However, what Donald Trump needs to do is something that he needed to do a long time ago, and that is to dispel all of these accusations against him that he is a racist and so forth. And these are tactics that the left and the mainstream media have been using for a long time. Of course, we know that Mitt Romney was called a racist. We know that John McCain was called a racist. And so this kind of divisive language that comes from the left is something that, unfortunately, Donald Trump's early tactics played right into. So, unfortunately, to me, Donald Trump needed to start doing this kind of outreach right when the primaries were over. Frankly, probably should have done it during the primaries. However, this is how Donald Trump stood out. This is how Donald Trump got to where he is today. Now, it depends on what poll you believe. Is Donald Trump behind? Is he ahead of Hillary Clinton, or are they effectively tied? Listen to this. According to a new Reuters poll, it shows that 40% of likely voters supporting Trump and 39% are backing Hillary Clinton for the week of August 26th through September 1st. Now, we know that Hillary Clinton, and I've got some reaction to what dropped last Friday. By the way, the Friday before a three-day weekend, and the FBI releasing their information, their notes on Hillary Clinton's interview, and also their investigation into Servergate and the whole email scandal that Hillary has been embroiled in for months now. It seems like between Donald Trump's outreach and Hillary's mistakes, Donald Trump is catching up. However, again, it depends on what poll you believe. I've got a couple more numbers to share with you coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 5:25. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. A couple of crashes in the district. New York Avenue eastbound between Montana and Bladensburg Road. All lanes are blocked, so your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. Another crash in Alexandria, 395 northbound at Seminary Road, taking the left lane out. And the inner loop of the Beltway at Georgetown Pike, an accident on the shoulder. As for the rest of the area, 95 in Maryland and Virginia, north and southbound, looking pretty good. No serious delays at all yet on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, east or westbound. Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow, high 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 65 degrees in our nation's capital, 525, 526 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. By the way, coming up next, we'll get all the latest in the reaction to Hillary Clinton. You are not going to believe the email that I got after my last show here on WMAL about a week and a half ago or so. It's from a Hillary supporter taking me to task, and so I can't wait to tell you about it coming up here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. So which poll do you believe? See, I'm at the point now where I think all of these polls just basically balance each other out and none of them matter. But I was telling you about the Reuters poll that shows, and this just came out over the weekend, 40% of likely voters supporting Donald Trump, 39% backing Hillary Clinton for the week of August 26th through September 1st. So here's the thing, is that this poll showing that Hillary Clinton is losing ground on Donald Trump, this was conducted even before the big drop by the FBI on Friday. And so what they're seeing and what they're finding is that more and more Republicans are beginning to support Donald Trump. We've got a lot more coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis here. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Yeah, a question I get from a lot of clients, a lot of federal employees at retirement classes when they come into the office, they'll ask, should we make changes to our TSP, the different funds that we're invested in? What do you do? And it really depends on how you plan on using your money and when you plan on using your money.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale by Tuesday.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. FAST. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. Coming up, Rudy Giuliani checks in on Hillary's email woes. And what does Ben Carson have to say about Donald Trump's visit to Detroit? That and a whole lot more coming up. It is 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are making Labor Day pitches in Ohio today. Trump is joining running mate Mike Pence at a morning roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. Then he'll campaign at a fair in Youngstown. Clinton plans to arrive in Cleveland for a Labor Day festival with union leaders and workers. Trump campaign officials and advisors, meanwhile, continue to deflect direct questions about Trump's immigration policy.
Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence and Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway refusing to give concrete answers on what would happen to the millions of undocumented immigrants living and working in the United States, saying that after certain enforcement actions had taken place, including the deportations of those with criminal records, as well as the building of that wall, there would be some kind of reassessment regarding the undocumented immigrants.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reporting. Several bomb blasts have struck government and military targets around Syria today. At least 12 people have been killed. The blast happened as Secretary of State Kerry and his Russian counterpart failed to reach a deal on ending the bloodshed in Syria. The United States is condemning North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles off its eastern coast. The U.S. says the tests and other recent ones like it violate U.N. Security Council resolutions and also pose a threat to aircraft and commercial ships in the region. One person's dead and several others are recovering from gunshot injuries this morning in Roanoke after a shooting incident at a restaurant. It all happened early yesterday at Monster's Bar and Grill in Roanoke. Responding to a 911 call, police arrived to find a number of people shot. No word on suspects or a motive. And D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier is getting some special recognition today at the Washington Nationals game. Before the game against the Braves begins, the Nationals will honor Lanier with what they're calling a special tribute. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 18,492, the Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nats lose to the Mets again. The Orioles fall to the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics beat the Wings in Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality. And New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. We're still dealing with a crash in the district. New York Avenue eastbound shut down between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road, your alternate Rhode Island Avenue. The inner loop of the Beltway at Georgetown Pike, we have a crash. They've pushed it over to the shoulder now in the district. And in Northern Virginia, the HOV restrictions have been lifted for this Labor Day. As for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, no serious delays to talk about. 66 eastbound, westbound, no serious delays here. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow. High 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday. Upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Centerville, 57 in Kensington, 65 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. You know, it's funny, last week I said that this was going to be a really, really bad three-day weekend for Hillary Clinton because... what is everybody focused on? Well, sadly, everybody seems to be focused on Donald Trump and that he's a supposed racist. However, there are some folks that are talking about Hillary's bad, awful weekend as well. We do know on Friday that the FBI did indeed release the information regarding the notes that they made as far as the interview that Hillary Clinton gave to them, which, just for the record, just so you know where I stand on this whole thing, I think Hillary's interview with the FBI was a joke. She's not under oath. James Comey isn't there. And what I didn't understand about Hillary's interview with the FBI is, how can you possibly have the director of the FBI, after months, and I mean months, and millions of dollars and thousands of man hours investigating Hillary Clinton and her use of a private email server, how is it possible at the crescendo of that investigation that the director of the FBI decides not to show up and they don't even have Hillary Clinton under oath? So to me, this whole thing has been politicized, and honestly, I believe that that's one of the reasons why a record number of Americans now dislike Hillary Clinton, according to a new poll. But the Trump campaign was out and about over the weekend talking to pretty much anybody who would have them on. And Kellyanne Conway was one of them. You know Kellyanne Conway. She is the campaign manager for Donald Trump. And she had this to say about Hillary's email woes.
If you see the C as the classification of national security information, folks know what that means. And certainly a former United States senator, former first lady, and certainly the sitting secretary of state should know what the C means.
Now, I will say this about the information that the FBI released as far as Hillary's knowledge of the supposed rules and regulations of the State Department. And it seems to me that she was either really, really ill because of her concussion to the point where she should have stepped down, or she was incredibly incompetent. So it doesn't seem to matter what Hillary's story is, and I'm going to say story, because I feel like she's... Was it John Lovitz? Yeah, that's the ticket on Saturday Night Live. I think that was John Lovitz, but I'm not exactly sure. Either John Lovitz or Joe Pesci. But as far as what Kellyanne Conway was talking about, Hillary Clinton, there's a little C next to some of the paragraphs that had classified information. And for whatever reason, Hillary said, well, I didn't really know what the C meant. Now, you're telling me that a United States senator doesn't know what the C meant on these really, let's just say, important documents that had to do with intelligence and those kinds of things. I mean, I'm a talk show host, and I would know what the C meant. So to me, I think the majority of Americans who feel like and believe that Hillary Clinton is indeed someone who is less than truthful, I think this is just another indication that she is indeed being less than truthful. Either that or she's stupid as a stump. And I don't think that with all of the, how would you say, with all of the criticisms that you could hurl at Hillary Clinton, I don't think I would say that she's a stupid individual. I don't. But here's the problem. The problem is that there is so much with this scandal involving the misuse of classified information. My question is going to be, will the American public even care that the Secretary of State said that she didn't understand what the C meant? And here's the other part of that narrative. Okay, so Hillary told the FBI that she didn't know what the C meant next to the classified information. Well, then why wouldn't you ask somebody? That's the other part of this. Why wouldn't you simply then, as the woman who is in charge of the entire department, the State Department, why wouldn't you just walk up to somebody and say, hey, what does this little C mean? I mean, for the love of Pete, it's just that simple, folks. So it'll be interesting to see if I'm somebody who watches these things on a daily basis, and you're somebody who listens to this information on a daily basis. The question is, will the people in the general election who may not follow these things on a daily basis, will this information resonate with them? Now, Rudy Giuliani was on Fox and Friends, and he also was astonished that Hillary doesn't seem to know what the C is next to the classified material in a paragraph.
Why the Secretary of State of the United States doesn't know that a C in front of a paragraph means confidential information. One, she's stupid, or two, she's lying. Or possibly three, her brain injury has made her incompetent. I don't know.
Yeah, and Rudy Giuliani just leads me right into the whole discussion about Hillary's concussion. Now, there is so much to say on this, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time in this segment left, but here is the question. Hillary Clinton, over and over and over during the FBI's interview with her, that was not under oath, she invoked the C word, concussion, a number of different times, saying that she couldn't remember what happened in the first few years, I guess, of her administration, of her running of the State Department. My question would be this. Part of my thought on this is, okay, listen, if she was so concussed, if you will, it's what they're calling it, concussed, then I guess my question would have to be, should she have even been Secretary of State, or should she have simply stepped away? At one point, the doctor even told her that she needed to, back in 2012, after she had the concussion, and then she had some sort of a blood clot. The doctor even said, listen, you need to step out for a little bit. You need to only work part-time a few hours a day. Last time I checked, the person that runs the State Department, that's a full-time job. So in other words, it depends on which avenue you go down as far as critiquing and criticizing Hillary Clinton based on all of this information that was released on the Friday before a three-day weekend. Rudy Giuliani, by the way, also on Fox and Friends, talked about the big debate as to whether or not she is lying or she was really injured.
Most of them strike me more as lies than they do as things she can't remember. I think it's the liar's retreat, I can't remember, I don't recall, rather than brain injury.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We'll see if this has any kind of an effect on the polls. Coming up next, I will read to you an email that I got last week regarding this very topic. It's actually pretty funny, and we'll talk about that next here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And we're going to go to some commercials, and then we'll be right back here on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. More than 750,000 service members had the opportunity to shape what the Defense Department knows about sexual assault in its ranks by taking the 2016 Workplace and Gender Relations Survey. The selected active duty service members have until September 28th to take the online or paper survey. Its results will inform the Defense Department's future prevention and response efforts. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Let's check your traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you. Still, New York Avenue eastbound problematic between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. An earlier crash has all lanes blocked. Your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. The inner loop of the Beltway at Georgetown Pike, there's a crash. They pushed that to the shoulder. 95 southbound at Riverside Parkway, another crash. That, too, is on the side. No problems on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 66 looks pretty good. And 270 north and southbound, no serious delays here. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 65 degrees on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
FM, AM 630, WMAL. Labor Day weekend, September 5th. In for Brian and Larry, my name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall. So I got this email from a guy named Jim Dandy. Here's what he has to say. You know, Dan, I've been wanting to tell you this and all the other right-wing prehistoric nut jobs for a long time. Yes, this was not a friendly email. I continue. Hillary Clinton is a politician, just like all the rest of them are, and it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you are on. They all have one thing in common, their own incentive. This being said, let me address the issues of emails. He says, I want you to listen closely. If you think for 1 minute that Hillary R. Clinton is going to somehow be dented, damaged, or that the voters who rely on the Democrats for social safety nets are going to switch to the prehistoric right because of an email violation, then after November, you can spend the next 8 years scratching your heads and wondering why. He says, let me give you a hint. Let me make it completely clear, he says. Now, this next part is in capital letters and bold. We the people, repeat, we the people don't give a rat's you-know-what about any email violations. I wonder if that's true. He says, I can assure you that both sides have 10 times more skeletons in their closet than Hillary. So get off the blankety-blank emails. We the people know the difference between the right and the left, and in my opinion, only a rich man or a poor fool would ever vote for the right. They detest safety nets. Now, some, for whatever reason, this dude just loves the safety nets. They detest safety nets and would turn this country into a third world nation without blinking an eye if they could. He says safety nets are what made this country great. He says, I cannot wait till November to see you cry. Well, one thing, Jim, I would say to you is that it is not safety nets that made this country great. It is the fact that in this country, we can avoid those safety nets by taking advantage of every opportunity we can to reach our financial goals. We can reach our dreams. We can live the American dream. Now, whether or not you believe in the American dream, we know that a lot of Americans, unfortunately, no longer believe in the American dream. But if you believe in the American dream, you can reach those if you so choose. It's not the safety nets that people want to achieve. It's their dream of owning a house, and it's their dream of retiring at some point, a successful retirement after a successful career. It's not the safety nets. It's the opportunity and the Constitution. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, there's a new study out there revealed shocking findings about scientists who interact with animal populations. Study was conducted by two wildlife biologists from Perth, Australia, Trish Fleming from Murdoch University, Bill Bateman of Curtin University. Now, these two examined research covering 331 species of Australian mammals. They categorized the studied animals into three groups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's plenty of ugly to go around. And some are described as downright hideous. Even their names sound ugly. We're talking about creatures like the blobfish, the fangtooth fish, and the tree rat. In fact, of the 331 species, 45% are ugly. Now, here's where things get ugly. Fleming and Bateman discovered a bias against the ugly 45% of mammals, and they're passed over. Yep, ugly mammals get less attention from science than good-looking mammals. In fact, the two researchers say that entire populations of ugly mammals could be at risk of extinction because the ugly can't attract the same attention, funding, and protections as good-looking mammals. Scientists, supposedly the most objective and unbiased of our species, are in fact the most discriminatory. Their callous disregard for ugly mammals is so bad, it may result in the death of the ugly mammals. Ugly mammals do not have plastic surgeons. They can't hire lobbyists to tell the world that ugly lives matter. They're just ugly, and it's really sad.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Your home. It's how you live.
It might need work, maybe more space, your style, or need an overdue fix. Well, Big Dog Remodelers is your solution. They're a licensed general contracting firm in D.C. and Maryland. It's a family business, and they take great pride in their home designs and professional execution. The difference is it's personal at Big Dog Remodelers. They believe it should be a creative, fun, and hassle-free experience. Your project is managed by the owner, and the work is done by quality craftsmen who are company employees. Big Dog Remodelers in D.C. and Maryland. Kitchens, baths, decks, rooms, exteriors, everything home. Leave nothing to chance and call now to shorten the distance between your vision and a new living space. Call 240-338-3814 for a free consult or bigdogremodelers.com. That's 240-338-3814 for your home.
5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In the district, New York Avenue eastbound between Montana and Bladensburg Road, we have a crash blocking all lanes. A vehicle has struck a pedestrian. Police are on the scene. Your alternate, Rhode Island Avenue. The Beltway's inner loop at Georgetown Pike, we have a crash. That's been pushed over to the shoulder. Much the same on 95 southbound at Riverside Parkway. The Dulles Toll Road, either direction, no serious problems here. 270 northbound, southbound, looking pretty good. And the Bay Bridge, both directions, no serious problems yet this Labor Day. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow, high 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, it is 65 degrees in the nation's capital on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression.
At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's coming up on 6 o'clock. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. Next hour, we'll talk about Hillary's concussions with a concussion expert. And it seems like nobody likes Colin Kaepernick and a whole lot more. It's all coming up next hour.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL.